Hello and welcome back for another KFC Supercoach AFL Pocket Pod. Al Payton here with Tim Mitchell, and we're talking about a player today who has not been in my team, and then I just thought, what am I doing? I've got to get this guy in. And it's Connor Rosie in the forward line, obviously a mid-forward, but I think you'd be nuts to pick him anywhere. But the forward line, is he in your side, Tim?
Yeah, definitely. He hasn't left it, Al, and he's been one of my 11 must-haves, which you can read on all the News Corp websites. One of those, if you're just signing up and you're looking for 10 or 11 players that you pick to base your KFC Supercoach team around, that's that article. And Connor Rosie's been in there. He dropped a few spots in the last update that I did, but it was only down to the fact that I think a couple more players emerged that were just that little bit more important than having him in. I think he's a great pick. 510k. Like, he's a player that I've always liked watching, and I think I've had him in my team in the past couple of years. Not last year, but maybe a couple of years ago when he probably played a little bit more forward than I'd like to see. But he's just a pure centre-bounce midfielder now. He's too important to Port Adelaide when he plays in the middle, and he averaged 110-plus. In the second half of last, well, it was more than the second half of last year. And then I think about round five or six was when he went and became a pure midfielder.
Yeah.
And he was just brilliant from then on.
If we look at that year last year that he had, he averaged 51 in the first four games. And then it was half time in round five against Carlton. You might remember they threw him in the middle. I think Port came from miles behind, didn't
they? There was about 10 goals difference. And then, Port. And then Rosie really led the way, didn't he? And got Port Adelaide back into that game.
Yeah, so, and from then on, he's pretty much played as a midfielder. And if you look at the CBA numbers, which you like to dig into, he had 12 games where he had more than 55% CBAs, and he averaged 112 in those. So you would assume that's going to be his role this year. Ken Hinckley obviously can't be taking any chances. He's on his, playing for a contract, coaching for a contract. So, and Port, you would think, would improve. You know, that means he's, based on that first month, which we can just scratch out completely, he's underpriced. I guess the only queries about him are, it's a little bit of a roller coaster with Rosie compared to some of the other guys. Like, I think a Tim Taranto type, the role that he's got at Richmond and how he plays, he'll probably score 85 to 105 pretty much every week. Hopefully, we can go a little bit higher than that, but, he shouldn't have too many really down games. Whereas, the last four rounds last year, Connor Rosie went 119, 67, 76, 162. So, does that bother you?
It evens out. No, I feel like I'm going to sound like Kane Corns here, but I think he'll be a top 10 player in the comp come the end of the year. I think he's just that good. And it was just a matter of when he went into the midfield, really, to sort of really explode and take his career to the next level. And he did that really last year. And, I think he's going to rival Josh Dunkley as the best forward in KFC Supercoach this year. He's an absolute lock, and it should be in every side.
And I guess we've talked about this, the big four in the forward line, Dunkley, Canelio, Taranto, Rosie. Can you fit them all in?
I think you can. Yeah, if you're smart with your money and if you're prepared to scrimp in another position, maybe it means only picking one of the big dogs in defence. But, I think you can pretty confidently pick those four and expect that they'll be top six forwards come the end of the year.
And I think they're all underpriced. That's the thing, their value. Yeah. Like, we think they're going to score well, and you can get a guy there for nearly 500k, whereas in the midfielder, you're looking for someone who you think can average around 105, 110. Yeah. You're paying a fair bit more than that. So there was reports from there. It's only an intra club last week, but Rosie was best on ground by an absolute mile by all reports. So I think he's had a good pre-season, and I'm just going to have to find a way to get him into my side.
Yeah, just pick him out.